This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yerkew and Peter Scoop Stanton. This is the radio show that will break your neck if your neck needs breaking. And here are the hosts of 7-5 Radio, Walter Yerkew, star of the biggest documentary movie ever made, The 7-5, and Peter Scoop Stanton, who starred in To Catch a Predator.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, one and all. This is Peter Scoop Stanton with Walter Yerkew on 7-5 Radio. Check us out, 75radio.org, the number 75radio.org. It is Saturday, November the 18th, 2023. We are red hot rolling. How are we doing tonight, Walter?
We're doing pretty good. We're doing pretty good. It's been a nice day, good day, lazy day. And here I am with you.
Yep. While you're having a nice lazy day, I was with my daughter at a pet store that specializes in birds, and I was viciously attacked by a bird. I don't know if it was a hate crime or not, but I was viciously attacked. I was bitten in the finger, but I acted like the Fonz. I was real cool about it. I screamed and ran around like a little girl, and the little girls inside the store laughed at me, and good fun was had by all except yours truly, because I am injured. It is what it is. It is a typical Saturday for yours truly. Anyways, we want to say hello to our special listeners, Little Billy Keebler and the men and the alleged woman of the Onondaga's New York Fire Department, also known as the Cellar Savers. Stay safe, one and all. First order of business, as always, we want to remember members of the law enforcement community who were murdered in the line of duty. Tonight, we remember Austin, Texas Police Department Senior Police Officer Jorge Pastore, end of watch, November 11th, 2023. Officer Pastore was with members of the SWAT unit of the Austin Police Department for a hostage situation. They decided to breach the premises, and the dirtbag decided to shoot at Austin's finest, killing Officer Pastore. Thankfully, the hostage taker is no longer on this earth. Moving right along. We got some really good news. Our own Heather Powers McBride was on Andrew Giuliani's podcast on WABC. Now, to me, this is a really, really great event, because we had Mr. Giuliani on a couple years ago when he was running for governor. We had him as a guest host, and which is really great. And then eventually Mr. Giuliani was picked up by the fine people at WABC Radio in New York. And then speaking to Heather, who booked Andrew on the show, I said, Heather, you know, you have something what it takes too. We want you to invite you to become part of the family. Now, she is has experience in media with, I believe, News 12 in New York, the same company that fired Sean Bergen, outfit in Binghamton. I think she also did some work for Fox News, but she's now with 7-5 Radio. So if you go to me, it's like the professional wrestling. You have like WWE, which is like the mecca of professional wrestling. And then you have other territories, smaller outlets like Extreme Championship Wrestling or ECW. And we had Giuliani on. We had we have McBride as part of the family. And now Heather joined Andrew on his podcast. And if you go to the our website, we have a link to that podcast on Spotify. So it's like, you know, our talent is reaching other outlets or other venues or other markets. So we couldn't be happier. Heather is a pro. Andrew Giuliani is a pro. And we couldn't be happier that they're with us. We still consider Andrew part of the family. And that's why when, you know, people start smack about his father, you know, we go full throttle. Well, any thoughts on dear Heather on Andrew's podcast?
Well, you know, last week Heather and I had a really, really good show. We covered, you know, three or four major things that are going on in our country. Not so much the world, because you could care less what's going on the other side of the world, because we're paying them to do what they're going to do. So, but we had a really good show, and Heather being Heather, the professional that she is, she and Andrew did a thing on his radio show, and it turned out really well for her. And you know, I'm glad that both of them are associated with our little family here in Radio Land. So kudos to Heather and Andrew.
Right. And I listened to part of the podcast today, and it talked about school board elections, and the left says that accountability is like a dog whistle for Nazis, MAGA, ultra MAGA people, and, you know, people who want accountability in the public school systems. Public school systems are just absolute garbage. You got these childless lesbians running for school board, and they're putting, they're pushing everything except skill sets to prepare the students who represent the school system, who are supposed to go out and do great things for the society. But that is the left's agenda. Just turn everything into a gigantic dumpster fire. But moving right along, yesterday I had the pleasure of going to an event at the Trump National Golf Club outside Washington, D.C. in beautiful Loudoun County, Virginia, called Patriot Palooza. Now, last week or a couple weeks ago, podcaster John Stubbins was on Liberty Roundtable with our own Sam Bushman, and he was talking about this event at the Trump National Golf Club. I was like, oh, well, I'm only about 30, 40 minutes away from the Trump National Golf Club. And then he mentioned the MAGA dress that was worn by performer Joy Villa at Grammy Awards a couple years back, and went into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And then he said the dress was made by fashion designer Andre Soriano. I was like, oh my God, I know an Andre Soriano who's a fashion designer. And he's friends with our own Daniela Rodriguez and Ed Huebner. I was like, this is like something from the Twilight Zone. You know, here you have this guy mentioned somebody I know from through Ed and Daniela, and who I met. It was just an absolute blast to talk with and hang around with. And he's mentioned, and his name is mentioned on Libby News Radio Network. Anyways, we come back, we'll talk about the Patriot Palooza recap and everything that I've saw and observed and consumed. Anyways, we'll be right back. Stay tuned, everybody. This is Center Fire Radio on the Liberty News Radio Network.
This is a battle between truth and deceit, a battle between forces that would enslave this country in darkness and between a media that wants to present you with the truth.
We are being censored. America's news outlets no longer provide the truth. 90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by six corporations. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements in fact.
TheEpicTimes.com.
Looking for an IT partner that truly understands your needs? Managed IT Services is the answer. We meet with you regularly to discuss your goals and form a tailored technology plan. Our customers have called us a trusted advisor who delivers. When it comes to IT, we do it all. Firewalls, cloud storage, server migration, and more. Say goodbye to long-term contracts and hello to a team that earns your business month after month. Call 801-706-6980 now and let Managed IT Services transform your IT experience.
Have you ever had great honey? No, I mean really good, all-natural, raw honey. Well, now you can, thanks to localhoneyman.com. We can ship out our locally made honey all across the U.S. So don't worry, you won't miss out. Plus, Local Honeyman has so many different flavors, like Utah Wildflower, High Desert Delight, Happy Valley, and Blackberry, just to name a few. So purchase your delicious raw honey today at localhoneyman.com.
Do you treasure your liberty? Well, at LovingLiberty.net, we most certainly do. And we want to help protect your liberty, too. Become part of the family. Everyone knows that the core of any society is the family. Therefore, the government should foster and protect the integrity of its family, we the people. Won't you join us as a Loving Liberty sponsor to help us promote the principles in the 5,000-year leap? Let's restore the miracle that changed the world at LovingLiberty.net.
You're back, and Scoop is just getting back from posting insults on Twitter. This is still 7-5 Radio.
And we are back, Scoop Stanton and Walter Yerkew, talking about Patriotpalooza last night at the Trump National Golf Course outside Washington, D.C. So I'm listening to Sam's show. He mentions Andre Soriano. I was like, this is too weird. It's like two worlds coming together. Anyways, it sounded like a really interesting event. They had a whole bunch of guest speakers. And so anyways, I reached out to Mr. Stubbins and Lisa Ricard about attending, and I said, hey, I'd like to attend and I want to bring somebody along, and they said okay. I was like, wow. So I reached out to our lovely Daniela Rodriguez, who lives in the area, and she's all set to go, and I have a psyched because, you know, I'll be bringing more of the family out and about. But unfortunately she could make it because she could not get time off from work. See, on this show, everybody has jobs to do. Everybody has professions. Everybody has a desire to go out and work. Danielle's got three jobs. I got three jobs. Well, he had a whole bunch of jobs, but he's retired. But he's working on a movie. Our own Heather, she's got a couple jobs. And she's doing Andrew Giuliani's podcast. So, anyways, we value work here on 7-5 Radio. We don't have any government bureaucrats. We don't have any professional college students, and we certainly don't have any community activists on the payroll here at 7-5 Radio. So anyways, moving right along, I went to got up to the Trump golf course, and now I went and got a wax job. You know, you're saying, Scoop, why you get a wax job? Well, I figured I'd be taking up the old family truckster, but then I realized, you know what, they have an open bar. I know myself. Uber is a lot cheaper than a lawyer, so I took Uber and left the car at home. So I get up there, and the golf course is just absolutely beautiful. Or no, the country club. I didn't see the golf course because it was dark after sunset. So the country club is just absolutely beautiful. I walk in. The first thing I see is the other infamous blue dress. Not the one Bill Clinton left his DNA on, but the dress designed by Andre Soriano that was in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and then removed from the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame because this dress has four words on it, one of them being four letters. The word is make. So you had a Make America Great Again dress in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and it was too controversial for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Now, granted, the Rock Hall of Fame has Kiss, Led Zeppelin, Alice Cooper, Black Sabbath, NWA, which is a rap group. They don't even play instruments. The first word of NWA is the N-word. But, you know, this beautiful dress making a political statement that is world famous. No, we can't have that. But we can have Alice Cooper and Ozzy Osbourne, who decapitated bats and chickens and whatnot. So anyways, I had a silent auction, which was just absolutely outstanding. They had a autographed Paul McCartney bass. I forgot what brand of bass he had. And then And then I started seeing some of the guests of honor. I met Andre, who once again is just an absolute pisser. The guy is always happy-go-lucky. It's always a good time with him. I met him. I did meet Mr. Stubbins, who's a large man. He's also, personality is bigger than life. And this man was going 100 miles an hour nonstop. And one thing about Mr. Stubbins is that he is passionate about this country. He wants to save this country. So he was going full bore. So anyways, I was talking to Andre, talked to Mr. Stubbins for a minute because he's running the whole show. And, you know, he did a great job getting his point across because, again, he is passionate. Because I've been to other political rallies. It's like, hey, make sure you vote for Scoop Stanton. He's our man. Yay, hurrah. And then, meanwhile, the SUV is running in the parking lot. So I saw him. Attorney General from Texas, Ken Paxton, was also in attendance. He, too, like many of other fellow conservatives, was railroaded. And then Lieutenant General Mike Flynn took the stage, and he's the type of guy that the Democrats hate be serving in a military capacity, and he's also the same type of guy that people like me that were in the service would love to serve under. And anyways, he did an outstanding speech. Also met WMAL's own Vince Colonnais, who does 3 to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. I met Vince a couple times previously at... is one of the nicest guys met. Very down to earth, you know. He knows who I am, obviously. Remembers me. Hey, how you doing? Obviously, probably forgot my name, but very down to earth. You know, we're talking some stuff. You know, stuff, radio stuff. You know, as a colleague, you know, he's got a bigger show, bigger market, and a lot more money than I do. But you know, spoke to me as a colleague, which I just, you know, really love and respect. That's why I got nothing but love and respect for Vince Colonnais. So, anyways, as we're talking, I'm putting out tweets. One of them was, had a nice conversation with, nice private conversation with Vince Colonnais. And then the next one I said, hey, Vince Colonnais, or at Vince Colonnais, I'm not going to spell it. I said, hey, you need to book the world's first radio spokesmodel, Daniela Rodriguez, on your show. So I always plug us and everybody associated with us. But again, he couldn't have been a nicer guy. And then I met Lieutenant General Flynn myself, and first words out of my mouth to the general was, sir, what this country has done to you is an absolute disgrace. And he said, I agree. And meanwhile, as I'm talking to General Flynn, who is a very nice guy, very, meeting him, I'm a good judge of people, meeting him, you can tell that it's obvious he knows his stuff, number one. He's a born leader, a great leader, and deserved all those stars he had on his collar. So as I'm talking to him, I'm also talking to another young lady and about the 7-5 radio show and the 7-5 movie. So I'm talking to General Flynn, and I got a picture of Walter Yerkew on my phone talking to General Flynn. But he was a very gracious guy, very smart, and just, you know, he's a type of flag officer that GIs would want to serve under. And of course, you know, this country, you know, treat him like a piece of garbage. And then I met former ICE director Tom Homan. Tom's from New York. He went to school in New York, so, and he remembered me. And we were talking about bars we used to hang out at in upstate New York. At one time, my father owned a bar where next to the bar he used to frequent at, which I knew very well. But one thing about Holman is that he's not a politician. He spoke George Patton. He had a plan. He was going to execute it, and he was going to execute it well. I mean, too many politicians says, oh, we need to do this. We need to do that. We need to close the border. We need to cut spending. We need to take back our school boards, take back our streets, take back our government. Okay, but they don't have a plan to do absolutely nothing. So he really brought down the house, and he couldn't be a nicer guy either. Also, I met the lovely Lisa Ricard and her husband. Again, they colleagues of Mr. Stubbins. Again, doing 100 miles an hour. Spoke to them real quick. Couldn't have been nicer. And also, another thing, I'm here in a event in the swamp, Washington, D.C., and just so many people were just so nice to me and coming up to me, just starting up a friendly conversation. I was literally unprepared. I was not used to that. And I've been here 13, 14 years, and these people just coming up, shaking your hand, and, oh, good, and, you know, where are you from? What do you do? This, that, and other thing. Just having a great conversation. And, you know, it's sad that, you know, in our nation's capital, movers and shakers and wannabes, people aren't civil to each other. It's like, what can you do for me? But not Ben, or, you know, you could be a multimillionaire or Scoop Stanton, and people just very cordial and had a great conversation. And it just really blew my mind. But then again, these are our people. And once again, even right, once again, women are really hot. There's so many women there looking like $1 million, many of them in Andre's dresses. And when we come back, we'll finish up with Patriot Palooza. Also, our buddy Lenny Dykstra is in trouble again. And a couple of news and notes. Stay tuned, everybody. This is 75 Radio. Take it away, boys.
Exposing corruption, informing citizens, pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA News, I'm Skip Kelly. Israeli air raids targeted the Al-Fakura school run by the UN Agency for Palestinian Refugees in the Jabalia refugee camp and another school in Tal al-Zatar in northern Gaza, resulting in numerous Palestinian casualties. The Palestinian Ministry of Health reported at least 50 people killed in the Al-Fakura school attack and stated that hundreds were killed and injured in both incidents. The attacks, which occurred as people sought shelter from ongoing Israeli assaults, led to significant casualties, with rescue efforts ongoing as individuals used shovels and bare hands to extract victims from the rubble. If you're not happy with the presidential field, you are not alone.
Over half of American voters want additional candidates in the 2024 presidential race, with 52% expressing the preference, including 72% of independents and 58% of Democrats. That's according to a new Quinnipiac poll. However, 67% of Republicans are content with the existing candidate pool, featuring frontrunners Donald Trump, Ron DeSantis, and Nikki Haley. In a hypothetical matchup between Donald Trump and President Joe Biden, Trump leads with 48% support compared to Biden's 46%. The economy remains a primary concern for voters, closely followed by the preservation of democracy. I'm John Schaefer.
Walmart CEO Doug McMillon predicts a potential period of deflation in the U.S. food industry after 3 years of price increases. Studies reveal a 25% surge in food prices since the pandemic's onset in 2020. McMillon anticipates lower prices in the coming weeks and months, possibly leading to a deflationary environment. Recent data from the U.S. Department of Labor indicates a 3% rise in overall food prices from October 2022, while staples like bacon, seafood, and eggs have experienced recent price drops. With no winners after Wednesday's drawing, Saturday's Powerball jackpot rose to an estimated $280 million with a cash option of $128.6 million. This is USA News.
Attention timeshare owners. Tired of the financial stress? Were you misled by the salesperson? Don't or can't use your timeshare anymore? If any of these apply to you, then you may qualify for timeshare cancellation and get the relief you need now. Timeshare Defense Attorneys is the number one affordable fixed fee legal solution in the country, with an A+ Better Business Bureau rating. That's certainly better than my grades. They even offer a 100% client satisfaction guarantee. Let one of their experienced lawyers evaluate your case and explain the process. process. If they take you as a client, they'll work on your case until it's resolved in your favor, guaranteed. Expect great service and a close working relationship with your lawyer, keeping you informed every step of the way, protecting your rights, interests, and even your credit. It's that simple. Even a kid like me can understand it. The consultation is free. Call today.
800-875-1853. 800-875-1853. That's 800-875-1853.
Wow, you're still listening? Here's more 7-5 Radio.
And we are back, Scoop, Stan, and Walter, talking about Patriot Palooza. Yours truly did a 10. Yours truly did sneak in. But anyways, really great time at Vince Colonnais, John Stubbins, Tom Homan, Mike Kelly, and just, correction, Mike Flynn. I'm sorry, Mike Kelly. Jeez. So anyways, and the best part, once again, was my theory was proven correct once again. Conservative women are hot. And anyways, a lot of these women look like $1 million. Many of these women wearing Andre's dresses. And think about Andre is like his business is here in the D.C. area, but he, you know, and his quality is like goes, you know, toe to toe with anybody out of Hollywood or New York. But that's a different story. So anyways, I forgot who I was talking to. They said, oh, you want to sit over here? Sure. I sat down and a whole bunch of lovely ladies on the at the table and like, wow. But anyways, at the end of the night, I did take an Uber home alone. Again, all the staff over at the Trump Golf Course couldn't have been nicer. John couldn't have been nicer. No, everybody else couldn't have been nicer because, again, I've been in this swamp for 13 plus years, and just people here are just some garbage. My neighbors, when I lived in the other residents in the DMV, just, you know, they looked at me like, you know, like garbage. I was like, I make more money than them, but whatever. Well, your thoughts about my adventures at the Trump National Golf Course for the Patriot Palooza?
Well, you know, you didn't get arrested. That's one thing. You rubbed elbows and shoulders with some you know, some popular Americans in most people's eyes. And, you know, I'm glad that you got the experience, you know, especially, you know, Lieutenant General Michael Flynn. And you were right that, you know, he's been treated, you know, quite poorly by this administration. And he's been screwed over. He could have had a good political career had the this country not trashed him as it did a few years ago. But, you know, I'm glad that you met these people. That, you know, that's pretty good for good experience for you for someday when you get your own radio show.
Thanks. We're going to have that conversation again. But also, I forgot to mention, there's a couple other whistleblowers that your government police or contractors, and more or less they laid it out bullet point by bullet point about just how corrupt this government is. And it's just not, you know, not just from the Oval Office, just like from everywhere. The FBI, it's like they're like gangsters. And it just, it's sad. I mean, the things that you and Mike and everybody else did from back in the day compares to nothing with the amount of almost treason what these people are doing for what? Mm-hmm. So you can go to a fancy cocktail party in Georgetown, so you can be friends with people on MSNBC and the other dumpster fire media. But anyways, I look forward to the next event. Hopefully the lovely Danilo will attend. But I tell you what, since she was planning to attend this event, you know, I had to find out, you know, what should I wear? You know, what's she wearing? What should I wear? Will what I wear match? Because, you know, I think if I showed up in a pair of Vans sneakers and blue jeans, I'd probably be turned away. But, you know, it's like, should I get my hair cut? Should I keep it long?
What's the,
so
put some makeup on and wear a dress. They'll probably let you in.
No, this is, again, this is all conservatives, not a bunch of backstabbing America-hating phonies pushing this garbage agenda. But I'll say one thing about her. She really helped me step up my game, because now I had to step up my game. Can, you know, if you look at the pictures on the website from our October 28th show, you know, she looked absolutely lovely, and I look like me. But anyways, hopefully I can attend more events, just meet more people, you know, just also promote the radio show, because, I mean, I handed out a lot of business cards, and a lot of people gave me their business cards, including members of the I got them right here. The Asian American Chamber of Commerce. Mr. Soriano gave me his business card, even though, you know, we've met before. The America Happens Networks and a bunch of other, you know, reputable, respectful organizations. But anyways, so hopefully we'll get Mr. Stubbins on next week if he's able to make it, because this guy he texted me earlier. He was exhausted because this guy was just pounding the pavement, just going full bore. So kudos to Mr. Stubbins, and let's hope we get this this movie out called American Anarchy, where it just shows how bad it is. But anyways, I want to move right along, Walt, to our next major story. Our friend and former guest Lenny Dykstra is in trouble again. It turns out Mr. Dykstra rented a swanky apartment in the Brentwood section of Los Angeles using COVID money for a year and change. I guess the state or the county or the city was paying his rent at this $4,000 a month apartment. But apparently once the COVID money ran out, Mr. Dykstra was not able to meet his rent obligations. So he's rent. Fortunately, he's not arrested because it's a civil matter, not a criminal matter. He has gone to jail for his past actions, and but anyways, I just hope that, you know, things get settled and Mr. Dykstra can stay at his current location. But my argument is that the apartment complex should be proud to have such a living legend living on the property, because no other tenant has a higher postseason on-base percentage than Lenny Dykstra. But, you know, I don't know what's going to happen to Nails if he has a fundraiser or not, or a GoFundMe or whatever, but I hope he gets things straightened out. But, you know, as a personal message to Mr. Dykstra, don't end up like the poor lady in Detroit that Charlie Duff came knocking on, Lynn Williams. This, she probably was with the Onondaga's New York Fire Department. Alleged lady was squatting in somebody's home, and Shahid didn't want to vacate, so old Charlie came up and was going to squat with him or her or it. But since Lynn Arthur Williams does have a record, Charlie called Detroit's finest for assistance, and they took Lynn Arthur Williams to jail. So, anyways, Nails, if Charlie Duff shows up at your house, yeah, it's time to move. Well, any comment about Lenny Dykstra and his housing situation?
Well, you know, Nails is Nails. You know, he was, how could I say? He was a firecracker when he was playing baseball, and remained a firecracker after he had to retire due to injuries. And, you know, he didn't invest wisely. He didn't spend wisely. And he decided to go ahead and get on, you know, the COVID thing to pay for his apartment. But, you know, come on, Lenny, you don't need a $4,000 a month apartment. You know, move to someplace where it's, you know, beneficial to your income, your current income, not your past income, because we know that's all gone. you know, he may have had the highest batting average and most home runs in his apartment complex, but he had the least amount of months paid for rent.
Right. But, you know, we laugh at his expense, but, you know, he is a human being, and, you know, he had enough courtesy to come on our show, and we've had, me and Mr. Dexter had a lot of conversation before he came on the show, and I still have his number, but it is funny. It's just like, you know, who else in professional baseball but Lenny Dykstra? But anyways, let's hope he gets his situation taken care of. But anyways, Walt, just as we're coming on, I have some breaking news in my hometown of Washington, District of Columbia. There's a ceremony today naming a part of a street in Southeast Washington, D.C., Ward 7 and 8, named after a very famous Washingtonian, actually infamous. And we did come back. We'll talk about this breaking news and Thanksgiving thoughts. Stay tuned, everybody.
As you are aware, America is divided over every fault line possible. This is intentionally fostered by those who do not love God, family, or country. We believe a peaceful future as a free people absolutely depends on civility. Clarion Call for Civility is looking for funding and volunteers at every level to make our hopes and efforts a reality. Please donate, sign our pledge, and help us in our sacred cause. Please visit callforcivility.com for more details. callforcivility.com.
My name is Christian Knuckles. I prophesy there will be no revival until the church leadership stops lying to the people. I'm the first soldier of the spiritual body of Christ, the Lion of Judah, the Confederate Church of Christ. I'm here to declare the lion will lie down with the lamb when the lying stops. A message from Christ Kingdom Ministries and brought to you by ConfederateChurchOfChrist.com.
Introducing Managed IT Services from NPI. We offer top-notch data backup and recovery, email spam protection, and network security tailored to your needs and budget. With 20-plus years of experience in the medical field, our HIPAA-certified consultants know what it takes to protect sensitive information. Don't settle for less. Give us a call at 801-706-6980 and experience the difference with Managed IT Services. Remember, your IT support should be fast, efficient, and reliable.
Introducing PrepStartsNow.com, your ultimate guide to readiness and peace of mind. We offer practical preparedness tools, training, and education to take your family's household readiness to the next level. Browse the prep shop for essential products, check out our planning guides, and stay informed with our prep blog. Visit PrepStartsNow.com and subscribe to our emails for exclusive offers, new products, and future events. Remember, preparedness begins with PrepStartsNow.com.
This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yuku. I mean, Walter Yurkow. I mean, Walter Kiwi. Here's Walton Scoop.
And we are back. 7-5 Radio on the Liberty News Radio Network. God, I love that song. Anyways, breaking news today in Washington, D.C., Southeast. The city unveiled a new street name. The street name is Marion Barry Avenue Southeast. Yep, the District of Columbia named a street after one of the worst politicians in American history, Marion Barry. Barry made headlines decades ago when he was caught on tape smoking crack in a D.C. hotel room with a woman, not his wife. Now, personally, I think that was a setup because the feds were right there to grab Marion Barry smoking crack. And, you know, and to me, the way that how federal law enforcement does law enforcement in the District of Columbia, you have right in the southeast, you have people discharging firearms, shooting people every single day. But you never see or hear the ATF making major raids or buy a bust in southeast D.C. So you got Marion Barry smoking crack. He had to resign. He ran for mayor again. I did not win. He ran for city council and won, and then was insulting Asian people that opened businesses in his district, his area, which is a toilet, and really didn't like white people at all, and really looked after his fellow black residents. Under the Barry administration, you had at one time 10,000 payroll checks being delivered to two mailboxes every 2 weeks. And then when the news came out, the checks stopped being mailed and no investigation was conducted. So that's Washington, D.C. in a nutshell, local politics. Name a street after a drug user. There's also other rumors of him doing illicit drugs in various situations. What say you about Marion Barry getting a street named after him?
Well, it's not Marion Barry's fault that he got a street named after him. I mean, it's the morons that come up with these stupid ideas and promote, you know, such behavior and, you know, reward such behavior in such a fashion by naming, you know, part of a street after him. You know, is it the part of the street with all the potholes maybe that they saw appropriate, or the sewers are backed up and on that part of the street and they saw that as appropriate to name it after him? I don't know. It's why did they name anything after anybody, you know, who just, you know, runs for office and you know, acts a fool. You know, of course, you know, when Biden is out of office, they'll build a library for him. You know, I don't know why we need so many presidential libraries either. I don't blame them. It's the idiots that say, hey, this is a good idea. And people are afraid to say, no, that's not a good idea, because they don't want to be ostracized by opposing something, because they may get a street named after them, you know. So it's not so much him. We know what he did. We know what was wrong. It's the people that came up with the idea that are idiots. You know, I don't know how else to put it, you know, in a different way. I mean, there is another way I could put it, but I don't think I could say it here, although I might try in a week or two, but not tonight.
Right. But anyways, you know, you get what you vote for. But anyways, finally, I want to change gears a little bit. We are now in the holiday season. Seems like from November 1st to the end of the year, we're in the Christmas season. And then one Thursday in November, we just have a big meal. But, you know, they call it the holiday season with Christmas and New Year's. And now it seems like Thanksgiving just going by the wayside. I mean, what gives? I mean, stores were selling Christmas items this year before Halloween. And to me, Thanksgiving is just as important as Christmas, just without all the hoopla. You got families getting together, sitting around a dinner table, having a meal, reliving family memories, talking about, you know, just talking, because families don't sit down at the dinner table anymore and talk. You know, everybody's got work and school and band practice and football practice and hockey practice and Girl Scouts and Boy Scouts and you know, other things like that.
Jail.
Nobody say what?
Jail.
Yep, jail. And, you know, through the years, I haven't had the pleasure of spending Thanksgiving with my family. It's usually because of work. And then now the distance between D.C. and upstate New York, or I was living overseas, you know, during my time in the service. Anyways, I do get to spend a number of Thanksgiving with my kids. And this year I plan on seeing my parents and my siblings this year. But, you know, I'm all for making a buck. And I think the reason why people are more focused, the media and retail is focused on Christmas than opposed to Thanksgiving, because People buy more junk for Christmas. They buy presents, trees, lights, decorations, more food stuff, the ugly Christmas sweaters, booze.
Condoms.
Condoms for those people. That's really special Christmas. So anyways, more money spent on all this crap than like turkeys and apple pies. Pumpkin pies for Thanksgiving. And, you know, Thanksgiving just is like, you know, after the Dallas game, you know, that's it for Thanksgiving. All right, let's put away the leftovers. But anyways, this year I have a lot to be thankful for. I'm thankful that my parents are still with us, even though my mom's touch and go with her medical conditions. My kids are all healthy, happy, and doing very well in school. 7-5 radio is getting bigger and better. And I'm starting to have a social life. For years, I did not have a social life or a life period. It was, you know, take care of the kids, argue with the wife, go to work. But now I'm starting to have a social life. And I was like, wow, you know, what do other people on the planet do? But anyways, I do want to thank God for giving me everything that I have. I want to thank mom and dad and the rest of the Stanton clan for, you know, supporting me and arguing with me and making fun of me and getting right back. Also, Walter, I want to thank you for doing a bang-up job here on Sunfire Radio. Thank Heather for doing a bang-up job. Thank Danella for joining Sunfire Radio. Also, James Edwards, Sam Bushman, Sean Bergen, Jim Lancia, Ed Huebner, and one Charlie LaDuff. And, of course, all of you, the listeners of Sunfire Radio, because we wouldn't be here without you. Well, Thanksgiving thoughts.
To what? I missed it. Somebody's breaking up.
All right, Walt. any thoughts on Thanksgiving this year? Is it too commercial? Anybody want to give thanks to?
Well, you know, I didn't know you were going to get all mushy about Thanksgiving, but yeah, I'm thankful for many things in my life. You know, the people that I'm thankful for, I don't think I have to mention everybody. I think they know who they are. And just thankful that I'm here. And what I think I've fallen into that getting older thing of to buy new stuff so I could use it until its warranty is over. Make me stay on this earth a little bit longer. But now you can't take me now. I got 6 years left on my power winch warranty. You know, I still have to use it for stuff like that. But no, I'm good to go. I'm happy. I'm comfortable where I am. The people that are in my life are is rewarding. To be part. It's rewarding to me to be part of their life too. So I just want to mention that each and every year that the news media keeps telling people that, you know, Thanksgiving is the busiest travel time of the year and in comes rain and snow, and they've really got to put a damper on stuff. I mean, that really sucks. Yeah, we know. We've been around for many, many years. You know, with flying and such. Yeah, we know it gets busy at Thanksgiving. You don't got to keep telling us every year. It's not a surprise.
Right.
It's not right. A surprise. It's not new information. You know, it's just when it's an ice storm. Oh, stay off the roads. It's icy out there. Well, you know, no kidding, Sherlock. You know, the news people just, you know, don't bring your generator in the house, you know, when the lights go out and stuff like that. I mean, you know, hey, whatever. But yeah, the Thanksgiving transportation is crazy. You know, got to keep reminding us. We know it. That's why I don't travel on Thanksgiving.
Right. That's why I just, for me, it's so backwards, so deplorable to go travel. You know, I don't fly anymore, and the only place I go is to my folks' house in my car. which I love it. But look for your local news station at your local airport the day before Thanksgiving, and then Thanksgiving Sunday saying, oh, it's the busiest travel time of the season, and the price of airline tickets keep going up and up and up, and all this foolishness because it's supply and demand. And they're going to show crowded airports and all that stuff. But anyways,
yeah. People get mad when they got to sleep at the airport. Right.
Right. But anyways, that's we made it to another week for Walter Yerkew. This is Peter Scoop Stan. Remind you, you can make a difference. Go out, make it, and do not comply. See you next time, everybody.
Adios.
James Edwards for 7-5 Radio. For those who work the streets and the jails, thanks for keeping us safe. So long, everybody.